Boss, I love you tonight, and I love the church for giving me this great opportunity. It's where no man stands alone. You know, I ain't been like that before till I was called to preach. Now I got somebody that stands with me. That makes a big difference. Been short-winded all week, but, you know, I kept praying to the Lord about it. And the last answer I got, I'd come on, he'd take care of it. So I don't know what the Lord's got in mind tonight. Only he knows. I'll do whatever he says, and I'll say whatever he says. It may hurt, it may cut deep, it may not do it. But I didn't come here to preach a funeral, that's for sure. That ain't never been my desire to preach where the crowd is acting like they're at a funeral. Now, we've been in revival here two or three nights, and we will drop, let it down if we don't watch. And let's just pray for one another tonight. Pray that the Lord take this service and use this old boy that don't know much and can't read much. But I know one thing. 75 years ago, I went to school, and it was praying at school now. And the teacher prayed, and then all of us little youngers got up and sung, "Jesus loves me. Yes, I know, the Bible tells me so." I ain't forgot that. Praise God. And them big wheels up in Washington, they don't know what happened. I know what happened. They took that prayer out of school. And I tell you one thing about the churches today. Praise God, they got cold and people coming in shooting them. If the churches were back like it was then, praise God, them people wouldn't come around. You couldn't get them coming around. Now that the churches are cold, they just come in and shoot them. That's what's going on today. Now I said when I got up here, I'd say what the Lord gave me. And he gave me them words to say tonight. Because I know y'all know as much about it as I do, but maybe you hadn't thought about it. We had prayer in school when I went, what little I went. We didn't have shooting. I went home a few times with a bloody nose, but you didn't hear much about it. Praise God. No, that was all right. Next day we was back friends, but now you get a bloody nose. The next day you get shot. But back then, I'd just go to school, and that was it. But I like that song they sung, go, "Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so." Praise God, we need that school back like that. These little youngers. I hate to see these little youngers get killed and die and go to hell. I know they'll go to heaven when they die. And I want Jesus, if he will, give me that request. I want to see him first, and that I want to see these little children that's been killed, that's been put in ponds and grounded and all that, praise God. I want all them little children together around me. And I tell you another thing. The Bible teaches me we all got to come as a little child if we get in. I thank God for that tonight. I thank God for saving me one day, praise God. I went on as a church member there for years. That didn't get me nowhere. I was about as mean as that. I might have been meaner than ever. But I was mean back then. And praise God, one Sunday at work, I listened to the radio there, and this old preacher, he was really telling it, praise God. I couldn't stay in the car. I had to cut the radio off and make another round. Got down on my knees and prayed for the Lord. Lord, give me what I need. I need what I need, praise God. I need to be saved. I need something I know about. If you don't know about today, I'm sorry for you. You better get in this altar. You either know it or you think it, and that ain't going to get you in. You got to know that you've been born again. The Bible says you can know that you've been born again because you love your brother. Yes. And I tell you one thing, the Lord saved me that day. It took about 3 hours for me to give in. But you got to give in a few things if you get saved. You can't just come to altar and get up like you was and say, "I got saved." Praise God, you ain't got saved if you ain't give it all to Him. I had to give it all to Him before I got saved. And he treats everybody just alike. The Lord says He ain't got no particular person. He ain't got no particular person. Now. He thinks as much of me as He does anybody else, that man up the White House. Praise God, He thinks... My Father thanks all of us tonight. He loves all of us. Jesus loves all of us. He went on the cross and died for whosoever would come to Him, and that He would save them. But you got to come to Him. Praise God. I just said that. I guess that's just opening up. That's what they used to call that. Back in my days, they used to call that opening up. I'm going to tell you some scripture the Lord's kindly given me. He wants me to use tonight. You people can read. I can read some. I can read a little. And I know when a preacher's up here preaching and when he's reading, I know I've heard it before a lot of times. I know what he's saying. And I'm glad of that tonight. Lord gave me years. He might have not given me before I could read, but I got years. And I got a little knowledge to go with it. I got more knowledge about the Bible than I have anything else, I guess. But I tell you, the best time I saw in my life, I guess, is the day I had that little stroke. I didn't know nothing for 6 hours. I didn't know where it was going, what was going on or nothing. I wasn't worried about nothing. I wasn't worried about the bills or nothing. Anything, praise God. Heaven's going to be better than that, praise God. When I get over there, I got to get on that scripture. There's this woman in the Bible. She spent all she had. I know most of you readers knows what I'm talking about. She spent all she had. Went to the doctor. Spent all of her money, everything she had. But one day, she heard that Jesus is coming by. She heard that Jesus is coming down the road tonight or today, whatever it was. Jesus is coming. Praise God, she went on. I don't know how she got through the crowd, praise God, but maybe they moved over and let her through, praise God, because she had to get to Him. If we get in our minds tonight that we got to get to Jesus, we'll get blessed. People can tell we've had a revival. Praise God, people don't know what they're missing, praise God, until you get a hold of Jesus. If you could just touch His clothes, if you could just touch Him one time's all it would take. Praise God, it's something that lasts forever. Amen. It's been about, I guess, 20 years or more since I got to saved down there at the factory where I was working. Praise God, I don't know how many years it's been. I don't keep up with it. But when I was still there, I would stop and pray about every time I went by that place. I know that old place. I know the stub. I know the post. Everything about it. And that old preacher on the radio, I don't know who he was, but I couldn't stand to hear him no longer. I had to cut him off. I had to cut him off and make that round because it got happy there in the car. I had to have something. I'd rather died and went on like I was. If you get in that shape tonight that you'd rather die than to go like you are, you ask Jesus to do something. Save you, praise God, if you get in that shape. And I'm not saying most anybody's liable to do it. Praise God, if you're not saved, you're liable to get that shape. And you need to ask Jesus to save you because there is a lake of fire out there. I don't want to go to that lake of fire, and I'm glad I don't have to go to that lake of fire. But praise God, we're going to have friends and brothers that will go to that lake of fire. And we're going to have kin folks that go to that lake of fire, no doubt, tonight. Because us church people, count me, has let down. We have let down on God. We have just come in and made ourselves at home and rest in these fine pews, Lord. Just sit back and let it roll. Just see what that preacher going to do tonight. If that preacher don't do it, we won't get much out of it. Praise God. If that preacher don't. If that's a wrong attitude to going to church. We need to go to church praying for what? Lord, what can you do to me tonight? That preacher's either got to do it or we ain't going to get nothing out of it. I don't know how we got in that shape. Many years, I'll soon be 85. And things is getting worse in the churches, what they was. People used to come in and they have their old bonnets on and they'd throw them halfway across the church shouting praise God. And we don't hear no shouting no more. Hey, what it is? We got satisfied. We satisfied. I said I'd give it to you. It may be rough. I love every one of you, but I got to give you what the Lord says give you. We got satisfied. Oh, I'm satisfied tonight. If that preacher don't do it, I'll have a good time.
You're right,
praise God. You've been called to do something. You either... You may think you ain't nothing but just a church member. But no, God, if that's all you was, he would take you on.
You're right.
He left you here for a purpose.
You're right. You're right.
For a purpose. You here, if you're saved tonight, you're only here for a purpose.
Right.
Oh, I'm satisfied. We got to get unsatisfied. We got to come in praising God, lift up his holy name. And I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Josh before somebody gets to shooting at me. Brother Josh, come on.